Today we're going to pray for printed media. That includes flyers, campaign signs, billboards, posters, handouts, tracts, sales ads, booklets, license plate covers, newsletters, mail marketing, letters from organizations, bumper stickers, and you might think of other formats. Does printed material still work to reach us, to purchase, use services, donate, vote for, inform, inspire, and possibly even evangelize or disciple for Christ? Yes, it does. Recent marketing research on paper methods shows that it will increase by 9% by 2030 because of its effectiveness. So you'll still be seeing printed matter for a while. Let's pray today about the content that we see, that it would motivate towards good and not evil. We thank you, Father, that in Matthew 6, 19 through 20, Jesus says, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moths and vermin destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven where moths and vermin do not destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal." So we pray, God, that all printed matter would help us to not store things on earth, but instead to be thinking about treasures in heaven, that we would question everything we see that's printed, that comes to us through mail, that we drive by, in whatever format, even ones that we place on our own vehicles. We pray, God, that this printed matter would consider how it is persuading people, and that is it causing us to treasure things here on earth or in heaven. We pray, God, that the attempts would persuade people to buy that all printed matter that is doing the negative, that's causing people to buy things they don't need, or voting for someone that's unethical, or vilifying opponents or competitors, or using services to entrap people, or increase consumerism, or making people feel like they have a poor self-image. We pray, God, that those would be stopped and people would discern that they were evil and would not purchase or use their services or donate or vote for as a result. We pray also for printed matter that reaches people for Christ, that disciples, evangelizes, sells needs, fosters improvement, healthy work habits, informs about political candidates in a healthy way, and causes people to be wiser, to increase. We thank you, Father, that your word says in 2 Corinthians 4:18, we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. We pray, God, we would use your eyes to filter what we see, not get caught up by emotional appeals, to focus on the source's agendas and their motives to know if they are good or bad, that the godly tracts and pamphlets would evangelize successfully, that Christian-focused material would disciple effectively, that healthy businesses would factually market their products and services, that campaign ads and placards would be truthful and not vilify their opponents, that people would not be lured by costly self-image services or quick, rich schemes. Father, in Proverbs 16:16, you say, "How much better it is to get wisdom than gold, to get insight rather than silver." We put our trust in you, Father. We seek wisdom for those that read and see this printed matter, to not get caught up in consumerism, instead being appreciative of what one has. Paul said that in he had learned to be content in what he had, whether it was rich or poor, had much or very little. He learned to be content. And so we, Father, we pray for people to learn contentment versus consumerism. We pray there will be more printed material that helps consumers make wise decisions on what they need. We also pray for readers will pray instead of criticize what car owners choose to display on their vehicles, on bumper stickers, or on their license plates. We pray they don't yell at them, swear at them, criticize them, judge them. We pray instead they would pray for them to come to know the Lord. On the other hand, we pray for Christians who showcase godly statements on their vehicles would also drive their cars with respect to the law, so they will not look like hypocrites. We pray for those that wear billboards like street evangelists, pro-lifers, and that carry signs to share messages, or those that are doing a protest against something that they feel is ungodly, at Capitol steps in the March for Jesus, We pray for all those people to be protected from harm. We pray that their messages would reach the hearts of people, that it would plant seeds, that it would cause good decisions to be made, and that it would save lives, both those that are alive and born, and those of yet to be, that are unborn and yet to be born. In Jesus' mighty name.